Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to read two verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Invite you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to read verses 3 and 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4.
弟兄姐妹午安，我们在开始之前呢，我们先来念经文，是哥林多前书15章的第三和第四节。
Paul writes, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures."
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一，就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
I want to give you a headline for today's scripture.
我要跟你们讲今天的那个最重要的那一经文的一点。
You know, when you pick up the newspaper, you see the headline. I'm going to give you a headline for today's scripture.
你就像那个报纸上的那个头条新闻一样，我要给你一个重点。
Okay, here it is. Easter is for laughter and good jokes and a sense of humor.
我们说复活节是让我们有开心开怀大笑，让我们有那个欢喜快乐的一个有可以那个就是能够轻松愉快的讲笑话的一个日子。
Maybe you didn't know this, but in the medieval, in the early church, the preachers would actually tell jokes and do anything to get their congregation to laugh on Easter Sunday.
也许你不知道，在中世纪的时候，那个时候传道人在那个复活的时候，他其实在教会里面，他会特别的讲一些笑话。
You know, one of the biggest lies is that God does not have a sense of humor.
那也这是一个很大的一个谎话，就是说神是没有那个幽默感的。
Those of you who are Old Testament students, do you remember the very first use of laughter in the Bible?
如果你熟悉那个旧约的话，你还记得在哪里有提到，就是最早提到的这个开怀大笑的这样子个事？
It's found in Genesis 18, where God comes to this 99-year-old man Abraham, and he says, "Your 90-year-old wife is going to get pregnant."
在那个创世纪里面有讲到说你那个99岁的那个一个妇人能够开怀大笑。
So yeah, Sarah, who was 90 years of age, was listening, eavesdropping, and you remember what she did when she heard that? She started to laugh, she started to snicker.
那这个九十几岁的妇人，她听到说圣经里面说是可以开怀大笑，她就觉得很惊奇，结果她也笑了。
You remember God said, "Why did you just laugh?"
那神就说，你刚刚笑了什么呢？
And Sarah said, "I didn't laugh." And God said, "Yes, you did. I know you just laughed."
那莎拉说我没有笑啊，那个神说，你真的有笑刚刚。
Now get this, 9 months after this, Sarah, 90 years old, has a baby, and what did they name the baby?
那这个九个月以后，这个九十几岁的妇人，结果有了一个婴儿，你知道她是怎么那个给这个婴儿取名的吗？
They named the baby Isaac. You remember Isaac? Do you know what the word Isaac means?
他们给那个婴儿取了名字叫以赛亚。你知道以赛亚的意思是什么吗？
Isaac means he laughed. And the question is this, who laughed? Everyone laughed. You know, Abraham laughed, Sarah laughed, and God laughed along with them.
那以赛亚那个名其实意思是叫笑，就是谁笑了呢？你看撒拉笑了，亚伯拉罕笑了，神笑了。
Make no mistake about it, God has a sense of humor. Where do you think our sense of humor came from? It is a gift from God.
你知道神是有那个幽默感的，我们每个人的幽默感来自哪里呢？是神所赐。
For the next few minutes, I just want to point out two reasons why Easter is for laughter and good jokes. No bad jokes, you know. We don't want bad jokes. Easter is for laughter and good jokes and a sense of humor. Two reasons.
下面我要讲有两个原因，为什么我们说那个复活节的时候可以开怀的笑，能够开心的讲笑话。
Okay, the first reason is we can laugh at Easter because death is not the final, is not going to get the final laugh. We're going to get the final laugh at the expense of death.
首先我要讲的说，死亡并不是是那个最后得胜的一个原因，而我们才是笑在最后的。
That's the big idea of a verse in verse 55 of chapter 15, where we read these words. Actually, Paul is mocking death, and he says in verse 55, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O grave, is your sting?" He's laughing at death.
在那个哥林多前书十五章的五十五节告诉我们了，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
You don't need me to tell you that our culture is in denial today when it comes to the subject of death.
你知道我们的文化里面是对死亡是那个拒绝的，就是不回避、不想谈的。
You know, we hear a lot today about makeovers, but do you know that they're now trying to give death a makeover?
因为这样，所以呢，现今我们讲到死亡的时候，常常我们想美化它一下。
This one 20-something-year-old woman who's a mortician has an advice column, and get this advice that she gave. She says, and she wrote an article in her column recently saying, tips to improve your relationship with death.
那有个二十几岁的妇女呢，她就是在一个写了一篇文章，就是讲到说如何那个对待死亡的一个小贴士。
And get this, she said, one way that you can improve your relationship with death is that you've got to spend quality time together with death, whatever that means.
她说，有一个方法就是你来那个跟死亡建立关系，就是你要那个对有好的那个好的时间来面对。
There are efforts in our culture to, as they put it, put the fun back into funerals.
就好像我们的文化当中要告诉我们说，要将那个就是幽默带到那个葬礼上。
See, our culture is trying to tell us that death is beautiful, that death is our friend.
那这个文化呢，就是告诉我们说，那个死亡是美丽的，就是应该就面对的。
But I'm telling you this afternoon, that's actually Eastern religion. That's Greek philosophy. That's Buddhism in action.
因为这个是其实是宗教里面的一种，也是就是那个Buddhist 就是佛教里面的也讲到的。
Because what does Buddhism, what does Eastern religion teach? It teaches that my body is a prison holding my soul inside of it.
这个东方的这个宗教呢，就是告诉我们，就是我们的那个就是死亡是在我们的人体里面的。
And the teaching is that my body is just temporary here, you know, it's not permanent, and the goal is for my body to die so that my spirit can be released from this prison in my body.
所以东方文化的宗教里面告诉我们说，人体呢只是在这个世上暂时的，那在人死了以后，这个身体就死了，那灵魂就升天了。
Actually, the goal of Eastern religion today is to lose your personal identity. That's what happens when people scatter ashes in the ocean. They're basically saying, I want to merge back with nature. I'm losing my personal identity.And my body is no longer important.
所以呢，这那个文化呢，就告诉我们说，在我们死亡的时候呢，就是我们就不再就是失去了我们的那个特征，那个我身体呢就已经不再重要，所以呢，人家就把那个骨灰呢就撒到海洋里面去。
But you see, Christianity teaches just the opposite. Christianity teaches that.My body is going to be redeemed, that God is going to resurrect my body And so therefore, I can start to laugh in the face of death, realizing that my body is going to be resurrected one day.
但是我们那个圣经里面却告诉我们说，在我们死亡以后，我们的肉身也是会那个复活的。
I want to tell you just briefly about how two great Christians face their death.
那我们这里要讲两个那个基督徒他们是如何面对死亡。
The first one is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You may have heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was executed by the Nazis.Because he was part of an attempt to assassinate Hitler.
那Dietrich Bonhoeffer 他是一个很出名的人，他那个时候呢，就是被纳粹那个要那个处死，因为他想要杀害希，就是谋杀希特勒。
And while Dietrich Bonhoeffer was in prison waiting to be hanged, he said it wasn't just my spirituality that sustained me.But he said it was my sense of humor that sustained me as well.
那 Dietrich Bonhoeffer 在他要被吊死之前呢，他说不是只有我的灵魂来让我那个舒展，但是也是我整个那个这个我的信仰让我能够面对。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer won a lot of the other people who were in prison. All of them were waiting to be hanged, and he said.There were times when the prison would just walk with laughter. All of these Christians about to die, and they were laughing because they did not fear death, because death will not have the last laugh.
那个时候在监狱里面，那些在等待要被处死的这些人，如果他们是基督徒的话，那些基督徒他们都在那个笑。为什么呢？因为他们不惧怕死亡。
One of his buddies, when he was being led to be executed, a guy by the name of Alfred Depp, joked. He's marching to be hanged, and he turns to the Nazi and he says, I didn't catch the news this morning. What's the latest news on the front? And the guy gave him a dirty look.
那其中有一个那个犯人呢，他这就是他在那个被处死之前呢，他居然还有那个心情那个可以开玩笑。他问那个纳粹党的人说啊，今天早上的那个头条新闻是什么？我没来得及看那个头条新闻。
And he just laughed. He says, "Don't worry about it." He says, "I'll know more than you in about 15 minutes."
那个当那个纳粹人给他一个瞪他一眼的时候，他就笑着跟他讲：“没关系，我等一下就知道了。”
But that brings me to a second reason why Easter is for laughter and for great jokes and a sense of humor.
这呢，我就是要带我到那个讲的第二点，就是为什么那个复活节的时候，那我们能够开怀大笑，又能够有心情来那个讲笑话。
The reason we can laugh.On Easter is because we understand what God's end game is for us as believers.
因为我们完全清楚神给我们计划的那个生命的终点是什么。
Listen, God's ultimate game plan for you isn't for you to die and to go to heaven. A lot of Christians think that's God just wants me to die and then go to heaven. That's not his ultimate game plan for you.
那很多人呢，就很多基督徒呢，就不是这么清楚，所以他们觉得说，神给我们的那个最终的目的呢，就是计划呢，就是让我们死了以后可以升天。其实这不是神给我们的最终的目的。
See, God's ultimate plan isn't for you to be a disembodied spirit floating around in the sky somewhere. Rather, His ultimate plan is one day to resurrect your body.And to renew this earth, and you will reign on a glorified, new, renewed earth.
那神呢，给我们的最终的计划呢，是在我们死了以后呢，我们的肉身呢，也是会复活而升天。那能够在那个新的那个国度里面呢，能够在那个合一。
You see, this frees us to mock the serious world, which.Is upside down today because we are created to live in a new earth with resurrected bodies.
那这里有一个误解，就是说我们是被那个在新的那个国度里面的那个过日子。
There's a Christian sociologist by the name of Pete Berger who points out that we're sort of hardwired as Christians to, we psychologically know that this world is not the end, but there's a new world coming and we're going to reign in that new world.
在有一个神学家 Peter Berger 他就讲到了说、就是这个就是说我你死了以后呢将来就是会那个复活就到了一个新的国度里面。
And he gives two illustrations that I want to run by you.
他给你两个方面的描述。
Okay, first of all, have ever of you watched a kid at a circus watch a clown? I mean, when's the last time you went to circus? You ever watch a child watch a clown in action?
你还记得就是你上一次是什么时候去看了那个马戏团的表演？就是看了一个小孩子去看那个马戏团的那个小丑的表演。
What happens to a clown? Any of you watch a circus? What happens to the clown?
这个小丑是做了什么呢？你还记得吗？
You know what happens to a clown? A clown is beaten down. He's knocked down to the ground. He gets back up, something else happens. He falls down again, and it looks like he's never going to get up again. You know, it looks like this clown is finished, right? And yet the child laughs at that clown.
所以你会记得说你看过这个那个小丑呢就被打倒在地上，然后他好不容易又爬起来，又被他那个按倒在地上，好像是他都没办法那个就是真的站起来，那小孩子就笑了。
Now you would think that a child would cry, right? You'd think it'd cry, right? It was caught here, is getting beat up, falling again. You'd think a child would cry, but instead a child laughs when he or she watches a clown in action.
那你想说这个小丑一直被打倒在地上又爬不起来着，你想说小孩子会看了这个会哭，但是呢这些小孩子看了呢就是哈哈大笑。
I'll tell you why a child laughs, because he knows that eventually that clown gets up off the ground and everyone laughs because that clown is standing and everyone is cheering, right?
你知道为什么那些小孩子会笑？因为他们知道说最后呢，这个小丑呢还是会站起来的，所以大家都会笑。
And you see that child watching that clown in action, is hardwired to understand.One day in the future, we're all going to laugh and celebrate because this is going to be a world without pain anymore.
所以呢，这就带到我们说，让我们也不难理解说，将来为什么我们要笑？因为将来我们知道说，将来我们都会生活在这个全新的世界当中，没有痛苦，再也没有愁苦。
I want to give you one other illustration.
第二点。
Here's a child who wakes up and she is scared in the dark and she begins to cry.
那接着讲到这个有个小孩子他突然醒过来呢他在那个黑暗当中呢很害怕所以就哭了。
Now the question is, what does the mother say? You know, when the mother goes into the room and hears this child crying, what does the mother say to that child?
那你想说这个妈妈听到这小孩子半夜这样子惊醒了又哭的时候，这个妈妈会说什么呢？
You know what the mother invariably says? She says, "Don't cry, honey. Everything is all right, right? Everything is all right."
所以你就说这个妈妈呢，一定会告诉这个小孩子说，不要哭，不要哭，一切都是好的，没关系，没关系。
But here's the question: Is that mother lying?To the child?
那你就这里有个问题说这个妈妈是在骗着小孩子吗？
If this world is all there is, then she's lying to that child because for one thing, that mother's going to die one day. For another thing, the child is going to die. For another thing, everything is not all right if this world is the end of our existence.
如果说就是我们只拿现今这个世界来说的话呢那妈妈说这一切都是美好的这就是个谎话了因为有一天她的妈妈会过世也许有一天这小孩子也会面临死亡这个现今这个世界所带给你的并不是完美的
But you see, she's speaking in an ultimate sense that ultimately everything is going to be all right. God teaches a mother to be a prophet prophesying the future existence of a believer in Jesus Christ.
但是这个妈妈呢，她就是有这个预见，是神所赐她的能力，让她有这个预见，说将来一切都会是美好的。
So as we close today, remember, here's the headline. Easter is for laughter and good jokes and for a sense of humor.
所以呢，在我们今天结束这个之前呢，我还要再提一次，就说复活节的时候是让我们能够开怀大笑，让我们有心情，有好心情来讲笑话的时候。
Just as last week I read in a Christian magazine an article titled Why a Wheaton Professor Smeared Jesus with Dirt.
那就最近呢，我在那个圣经的一个周刊上，一个刊物上看到了有个文章说，为什么在威腾的一个教授要将那个泥巴涂在那个耶稣的像上。
David Cooper is a professor of art there at Wheaton, got a 5-foot-tall corpus of Jesus Christ.
那 David Cooper 呢是在 Wheaton 的一个教授，他就拿了有一个五尺的一个那个耶稣的像。
And then he called the head of the custodians in and he said, I want you to do me a favor.
所以然后呢他就叫那个学校的那个清洁工呢来说，你请你帮我做一件事情。
He said, for the next week, when you go around, you and the rest of the custodians, and you're vacuuming up in the men's and the women's dormitory, I want you to bring those bags full of dirt. Don't throw them away. Bring them to me. I want those bags full of dirt that you vacuumed up in the men and the women's dorm.
那他就告诉这个清洁工说，他说下面那几天里面呢，你如果在清洁那个宿舍的时候呢，你在吸尘了以后呢，请不要把那些垃圾倒掉，因为我需要那些垃圾。
The custodian, you know, say, oh, you know, these professors are all idiots, you know. So okay, you know, and get this, they brought 11 bags full.Of dirt that they had vacuumed up in the men and the women's dormitories.
结果呢，那个清洁工呢，首先一开始他觉得这个那个教授有点怪怪的，神经兮兮。但是呢，反正他就照着他的做了，他就带了那个十几袋的这个垃圾呢，就来找他了。
Now, what do you think was in those 11 bags vacuumed up in the dormitories?
那你说这个教授要拿这个十一袋的垃圾来做什么呢？
Body parts. What I'm saying is, things like hair, right? You lose hair, you got to vacuum up the hair. Dead skin that falls off of the students. Nail clippings. So it was body parts that had been vacuumed. 11 bags full of hair and skin and nails.
结果这些垃圾呢都是从女生宿舍那个吸来的，所以呢里面有头掉的头发啦，有剪的指甲啦，这些有那个磨下来的死皮啦，甚至这些很多都是身上的那个垃圾。
Now then, this art professor took some acrylic gel and wetted it, and he painted all of that dirt from those vacuum bags.On all over Jesus, and there's an artwork at Wheaton College with this 5-foot statue of Jesus Christ covered with dirt.
结果你知道这个教授呢做了什么？他用那个亚克力的粘胶呢，跟这些垃圾的混在一起呢，就涂在这个五尺的耶稣的那个像上。
You say, why on earth would he do that?
那人家说他干嘛要这样子做啊？
Two reasons.
有两个原因。
Number one, dirt is the humblest thing in this world. There's nothing humbler than dirt, right? We've got dirt all over. There's nothing humbler than dirt. Dirt is the humblest thing in this world.
你知道吗？这些垃圾是这个世界上最卑微低贱的一样东西，最就是微小的东西。
But guess...Who was made from dirt?
那你知道什么是谁是由那个这些垃圾造成的呢？
The Bible teaches that God made Adam from what? Anyone? The dust of the ground. We came from dirt. We're going to return to dirt.
你知道吗？这个耶稣造亚当是用什么来造的呢？就是地上的尘土。
You see, this is this artist's way of saying that God loves dirt. God loves the humblest thing, and He loves your body. And one day He's going to resurrect your body, and you're going to have a new glorified body forever. So God loves the humblest thing, and He's got future plans for your body and for this earth.
神呢，其实是爱护这些最卑微的、最微小的东西的，因为你是他是用那个这些尘土来造了你，所以呢，他会让你能够有荣耀他的那个这个他在这个世上的计划，所以呢，你的将来将会是以那个荣耀的那个身子出现的。
I just want to say as we close that. God loves you. He loves every part of you, not only your spirit, but your body. And He wants you to make a commitment of your entire being to Him.
神，我要你知道说神是爱你的，不是你的，只有你的灵魂，他也爱你的身子，他爱你的全部。所以呢，他要你能够有那个最美好的一个那个那日子，我们呢就是在神里面能够得到荣耀。
Happy Christmas. Happy Easter.
那个复活节快乐。